What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 105. All right, so today it's a solo episode, and I wanted to chat with you all about what I feel God really wants for us, right? Let's get into the reverend, to the preaching, if we will, and this is a topic that I actually had a great conversation with somebody around earlier this week, and it kind of brought out the thought around what does God actually want for us in our lives. And I think that this, even for those of you who maybe aren't Christians or maybe don't share the same views that I do, hopefully it'll still have a lot of relevance for you as well. Also as well, make sure that if you haven't yet, you've gone to crossovermeats.com, you have signed up for the subscription. If you're not going to be subscribing, at least you got to check out some of this pork. This pork is crazy. I mean, I can tell you about the taste of it, but until you try it, you got to experience it to know it, right? Like that's just all of it. You got to go there, go to crossovermeats.com, at least check it out. Obviously the beef is still there. It's as amazing as ever. So make sure you checked out that also. So we got the beef, we got the pork, you got the subscriptions, you got the a la carte, whatever you need, whatever you want, go there and grab it now. A lot of stuff is sold out, but there is still a little bit left. Also, make sure you're going to blackriflecoffee.com, putting in the promo code Primal King, grab yourself some awesome American-made coffee, and use that promo code Primal King. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another solo episode of the Primal King Podcast. All right, so today, y'all can call me preacher or reverend or whatever else you want to do, because I want to talk a little bit of, let's talk a little bit of God. Right? How about that? I know not everybody listening out there is going to be super religious, or maybe you're not even a Christian. Maybe you're just an atheist. But here's one of the things that I can tell you from when I was younger that I used to have this belief of, which is I used to have this belief that it was really, really difficult to want to make a lot of money and have abundance in your life financially and also be a Christian, right? Because I believe that a lot of people have this belief that if you want to be, let's say prosperous, let's say wealthy, maybe even, that means that you're going against God's will, okay? So again, let's take religious beliefs out of this, because I know that again, not everybody out there listening to this maybe is a Christian person, but a lot of different faiths kind of have this similar, it seems like at least, this similar mindset, which is, basically we're put here in this life in order to be able to have everything that's great in the next life. And my question to you is this: if you've read the Bible, if you've read the Quran, or maybe whatever other document it is, religious text that you have, do you believe that whoever the creator actually is, right? In my belief, it's God, but whoever the creator is, do you think you are put here to just live a life of poverty and scarcity and lack? Because I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And I think that where... What ends up happening so often is I believe that people use God to justify mediocrity, right? And here I am talking about this, and you're probably like, don't judge me, right? It says not in the Bible not to judge me, and I'm not. I'm looking at this more of an observation, which is I do think that so often we're like, it's okay, like if things aren't going great because God will provide for me, right? And yes, there is a certain extent to that to why I 100% believe, but I also believe that we also have to do some of this on our own. It's kind of like the old story about the person coming by on the boat. You guys ever heard that before, right? It was like the floodwaters are starting, and there's someone in their house, and someone comes kind of walking by in like knee high water, and they're like, hey, you know, we're getting ready to leave. Like, come with us. The flood's coming. It's coming even more. And the person's like, no, I'm good. God will provide. And then a few hours later, like the person's up in the second story, hanging out the balcony, and someone comes by on a life. on a life preserver, a raft, and it was like, hey, you know, hop in the raft, like the flood's gonna keep coming, like, you know, hop in the raft. And the person's like, no, I'm okay, God's gonna provide for me. Well, then like a little while later, the person's on the very top of the roof of the house and the water's coming up and a helicopter's up above them. And it's like, hey, you know, grab the ladder and hop up here. You're going to get washed away. You're going to drown. Like, hop in here. And the guy's like, no, I'm good. I'm going to, you know, God will provide for me. And then like a little while later, the guy drowns. And then when he goes up to heaven, he's like, God, you know, you said that you would provide for me. And God's like, yeah, you know, I sent the guy on foot and I sent the guy in the raft and then I sent the guy in the helicopter, but you just were unwilling to do your part, right? And so I believe that same message ends up happening in our own life. We look at it to where it's like, so God doesn't want me to be successful because why? Because heaven is so great that I just have to be suffering and miserable and lacking here. And I mean, a lot of the parts of the Bible, like God wants you to be abundant, right? Like God wants you to have abundant life. He wants you to have a rich life, not just in financial, right? But in relationships and in love and everything else. Like, so my question becomes this, which is, why is it that we feel like if you want to be someone who is a Christian, that you also have to feel like we have to have just this terrible, miserable, suffering life? Is it because sin is in the world? Absolutely it is. Even if you have the most money and the most possessions and everything else, you're still going to have struggles. Like we will. All of us do. All of us will. We'll all see, you know, we'll all experience, you know, illnesses or illnesses to those close to us and death and a lot of bad things, right? And that's because, in my belief, that sin is in the world. But does that mean that we have to suffer every day? Does that mean that we should shy away from wanting to prosper? Well, I believe the answer to that is no. And I believe that a lot of people who maybe are living paycheck to paycheck, they can be like, oh, it's okay because, you know, at the end of it, like all of my treasures are in heaven. And again, while I believe that, does that also then mean that we have to live a lacking life here? I don't believe so. There's a lot of things in the Bible that talk about that, right? Like, I mean, if you're struggling to provide for your family, do you feel like you're living a godly life, right? Like, do you feel like you're living a good Christian life? And I believe no, right? I mean, one of the verses that actually talks very specifically about that, it says, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So it basically says that if you're not providing for your family, you're worse than a non-believer, right? Like it very explicitly says that. And so what I worry happens, so this is what I worry happens, okay? I worry what happens is that we look at heaven as being so great that we can just kind of piss our life away, right? Like as long as we go to church and we pray and we do all this stuff, like it's going to be okay. At some point when I die, like things are going to be great. And I'm sitting here being like, why can't they be great now? Like, why just because heaven's going to be so awesome someday, why do we have to sit here and basically be like, I don't need to have a good life because so much is coming for me on the other end of this? I want to look at it and be like, man, I want to have the best life possible. And then I want to go to heaven and have it be even better, right? I mean, I look at it, guys, to where it's like this. It's like being like, the dessert is going to be so good that I want my dinner to be terrible, right? Like, you know, I know dinner is terrible and it's a steak that's tougher than boot leather. And, you know, that's okay though, because the dessert, man, the dessert is so good once we get done with this dinner. It's like, well, that's silly. Like, wouldn't you rather go to a restaurant to where like dinner is amazing and then the dessert is just like, oh my gosh, to die for? No pun intended when we're talking about heaven, right? To die for, never mind. But no, I look at it to where I feel like we get into this like, oh, I want to have enough, but I don't want to have too much because if I have too much, maybe it's going to be, you know, sinful and it's going to be gluttonous and all these different things. And yes, the Bible does talk a lot about that stuff. And we all know that if you've read it at all, right? But what I struggle with is when it comes down to the fact that I believe so many people, it's almost like they're scared of it, right? It's almost like we become scared of wealth. We become scared of abundance. Well, and I think that there's good reason for that. Number one, I think a lot of us have been told, and I'm speaking, I guess, I can't speak for you, but speaking for myself, that from maybe a very young age that most rich people are evil. I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine. It's probably going back 20 years ago, right? Maybe a little less than that, but kind of like right after college years. And we were sitting there, we were having this conversation being like, yeah, I mean, I don't want to be rich because all these rich people, they just step on people in order to get to where they are. Like, I mean, if you're ever going to be rich, you're going to have to like step on people and use people. And, you know, so no, I don't want to be rich. And I remember like I look back and as I remember that and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like how distorted of a view did I have of this world, right? Like how jaded and broken was my mindset at that point to think that the only way that you could have abundance would be to basically cut someone else's throat on your way up, step on other people. Like you don't have to do that. That's the beauty of it, right? Like you can have abundance and also use that abundance as blessings, right? Like that's the thing that I think a lot of people don't realize. And it goes to another conversation I had not all that long ago to where we were actually talking about someone who I know who's very, very wealthy, very wealthy. And he was talking about how his dad was out there kind of going door to door and trying to spread the gospel. And I think it's a very noble thing that his dad was doing. On the other hand of that, somebody who was in the position to have a lot of wealth was able to reach so many more people because he was able to use the money that he had accumulated to go on mission trips and to be able to just do different forms. And so while I think both of those acts are great, right, they both have the same intentions, the person with a lot of resources has much further of a reach because they can use the abundance that they've been blessed with, right, the prosperity, the wealth that they've been blessed with, to be able to go out there and actually impact more people, whether it's building schools and other places around the world that are absolutely just devastated by poverty and disease and illness and everything else. Whereas the person, you know, my friend's dad who's out there knocking on doors, that's great. Again, you still have the same mission, but I look at it to where like because one person has abundance and the other person doesn't, the one person with abundance can reach so many more people and can bless so many more people's lives. And so does that mean that we all have to be billionaires? No, I don't think that. But I also look at it to where if you are someone right now who is struggling to pay your bills and you're struggling to just get by, right? Like to just barely make ends meet. I believe that it would really kind of come down to how effective can you be at spreading love and spreading maybe acts of kindness and things like that if the only thing that is on your mind right now is how you're going to survive until tomorrow, right? Like I believe that like we talk about like what sin causes. We talk about maybe like what, you know, some people call it Satan or the enemy or any of those things. Like, I believe that scarcity is absolutely not from God, right? Like, I don't think God wants us to live in a scarcity mindset. I don't think that we're put here to just barely get by and to be struggling from one day to the next. Like, how many people can I truly help if the only focus in my life right now is how I'm going to pay my rent at the end of the month or how I'm going to cover my mortgage? Or the only focus that I have right now is how am I going to pay my cell phone bill, right? Like it's impossible for me to be a blessing to other people if the only thing that I'm focused on is myself. So a long time ago, I did this post on social media and it was actually pretty fascinating to see some of the answers, right? Which is, and I heard this at an event one time and it really got me thinking because I'll probably misquote the person who said it, but it was said something along the lines of you're actually more selfish when you're poor than you are when you're rich. And people are just like, oh my gosh, like how could you say that? We all know these evil rich people are the ones who are selfish. They hoard their money. They're greedy, blah, blah, blah. Or no, that's what he said. He said, you're actually more greedy when you're poor than you are when you're rich. And I was just like, huh, that is so interesting. Because really what greed is like hoarding your money, right? Like when you're greedy, you're like, no, this is all mine. I'm not giving it to anybody. Well, the less money you have, you're almost forced to be more greedy, right? Like literally, we all know people, Mother Teresa, who didn't have anything and yet still was out there doing acts of service. But the reality is for the vast majority of us, the more poor that we are, the harder it is for us to help other people because we're probably struggling to just try to make ends meet on our own. Now, the other side of that when it comes to this abundance is that you can go through the stats. In areas that are high in poverty, It's crazy, like the correlation to other things of what most Christians would look at as sinful behavior, right? So you look at some of the highest out of wedlock births, it comes from places that are very, very poverty stricken, right? You look at murders, you look at robberies, you look at just about anything, go right down the list of the good old 10 commandments. Like the highest rate of where those things are taking place are always in places that have high levels of poverty. Why is that? Because most of the people in those situations, they're just trying to survive. And survival for them might mean going out there and stealing something. Survival for them might be getting into a situation that makes you believe that murdering is okay because, you know, it's kill or be killed. It literally is like Darwinism, right? Like survival of the fittest. And so as you see like poverty levels decrease, also so do so many of those crimes, or again, what we would call as being like actual sin. And so that's where I kind of come back to this, to where do you really believe that God, or again, maybe it's Allah, maybe it's Buddha or whatever, has put us here to struggle and to be forced into being selfish just because we simply can't get to a point to where we have enough abundance to be able to help other people? And again, my answer to that is no. And I worry that so oftentimes we allow that to justify our mediocrity. Right? Like I believe that so often we allow that maybe some of the things that we've been taught, or maybe that some of the things that we've read in the Bible, to be like, oh, it's okay that I'm broke and that I'm not doing anything with my life. As long as I go to church every weekend and I pray and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and I do all the things that the pastor tells me to do, like I'm good, right? Like I don't really need to do anything in this life, right? I don't get to heaven through acts. I get there through faith and blah, 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 right? Like, but then it comes back to this other side of it, which is, yeah, that may be true. I don't know, right? Like there's probably way smarter theologians and preachers and reverends and everything else that can tell you more about that than me. But the way that I look at it is that I look at the end of the day, God is love. And it's much easier for me to love people when I'm living in abundance, right? It's much easier for me to bless people and show them love when I'm actually taking care of myself, right? Like you guys have all heard it. Everyone hears about it. It's like first thing you do in an airplane, if the cabin loses air pressure, make sure you put on your own mask before you're helping any other people, right? Well, how is that any dissimilar to what happens in our own life, which is like, it's so hard for us to be like, yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to donate a bunch of turkeys this year at Thanksgiving for people who can't afford to eat. How am I going to do that if I can't afford to feed myself? Right? Like, how am I going to go and bless another family during Christmas time that literally has no money and their kids need shoes and their kids need clothes and stuff like that? How am I going to go bless them if I'm sitting here being like, ah, it's okay. Life sucks, but it'll be great in heaven. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I have a hard time believing that. And then I know that there's like this whole like story around like prosperity theology and everything else. And you know, you want to know my honest opinion. Some of these guys at these mega churches that are driving Lambos, I wonder a little bit about that. You know, some of the guys on TV that are like, just send me $20 and you'll be blessed, you know, by God, you know, send my church, you know, $100 and you'll probably receive a $3,000 check. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen those late night commercials. Those are insane. So like, I don't think you do that stuff because, you know, you send some guy $20 on the TV, because you're going to be blessed back. I just look at it to where I truly believe that God wants us to live an abundant life. I truly believe that God does not want us to live in scarcity and fear. There's so many different Bible verses. You know, the one I've probably told you guys about that before. But I actually here a while back, I wanted to find it because I don't want to screw the verse up because, you know, I'm not somebody who's gone to like, you know, all of the, was it theology school or anything that like that. But I don't believe that God wants us to live in fear, right? Like, I don't think God wants us to live in poverty. I don't believe that God wants us to live in lack, right? Like I really don't. And so, one of the Bible verses that I actually put in my office under the sheetrock, took a picture of it. Before we put the sheetrock up in our office, me and my wife put a couple verses in there and a couple goals that we had, right? When we were building my office that's outside of our house, we're like, you know what, let's put a couple cool quotes on here so it always stays. And maybe someday if they're ever tearing this place down generations from now, they'll be like, oh, look at that. There's this stuff written on the walls. So one of the verses that I wrote there is that for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind, right? And I look at that And it's like, it's really easy to be fearful if we're not quite sure where our meal is going to come from tomorrow. It's very easy for us to be full of fear if we're worried about losing our house, right? It's really easy for us to not have a sound mind when we have all these things going through our brain because we're living in like lack, right? We're living in scarcity. I believe that God wants us to be powerful and loving, sound mind, right? Like all of those things. And the way that a lot of that happens is by being prosperous. Well, relationships, right? Prosperous in monetary, all of these different ways. I believe that we're meant to actually be powerful, creating, loving, and sound mind people. And we can't do that when we live in fear. We can't do that when we live in lack and when we live in scarcity. That's where, again, you see more sin, more crimes, more things like that pop up where people are living that way. So the only thing that I wanted to really, truly get across to you today is that I believe that regardless of what your thoughts are, we were put here to be prosperous. We were put here to love people. And the best way, in my opinion, for you to be able to do that is to not be in scarcity, but to live in abundance. And so if you have been actually using maybe certain Bible verses or something like that to justify mediocrity, I believe you need to stop doing that. I believe that you're doing yourself a disservice. You're teaching your kids, in my opinion, the wrong way of living, right? It's okay to just get by. It is. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I also don't believe that we should accept that as being like biblical philosophy, right? Like, I really don't think God wants us to just get by. I think God wants us to have great relationships. I think he wants us to have, great experiences and great love and everything else. Like, I look at it to where, again, kind of coming back to like the dinner analogy, right? Like, I think God wants us to have an awesome dinner and an awesome dessert. And maybe even it's so awesome that we have enough that we can share it with a bunch of other people so they can know exactly what it's like to have an awesome dinner and an awesome dessert. But if we're sitting there scrapping over peanuts, there's not going to be a lot of dinner for us to share. So just something that I wanted to get out there. It was spurred on by a few conversations I've had lately. And I think that this is something that can absolutely help you if you understand that the root of all evil is not money. The root of all evil may be the love of money, but it's not money itself. Money is a tool. It can be great or it can be terrible. It's all about how you use it. So anyways, get out there. Make sure you're living abundantly, regardless of whether or not you believe in God or anything else. Just believe that you should be living abundantly and doing everything you can to get to that point. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have an awesome day.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.